Lilu Nishmas Rav Kleina Miskamen Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph Nigmar Adin. If they decided that he's guilty after the Gemar Din, Motziyin Oso L'Sokol, they bring him out for Skilo. Beis HaSkilo Yechutz L'Beistin. The Beis HaSkilo was outside of Beistin. Shenemar V'Hoitzei Es Mekal, because the Torah says by a Mekal, person that cursed Hashem, to bring him out. Echad Emer Al Pesach Beistin. There's a person that's standing outside the opening of Beistin. V'Asudarin Biyado, when he has like a cloth, a garment in his hand, handkerchief. V'Adam Echad Roichev Asus, and there's a person that's riding a horse. Rochak Mimenek Kedei She'ei Ro'eu. He's far enough from him, but not too far. He should still be able to see him. If a person inside a Beis Din says that he has a reasoning to be melamed on him, the guy at the door, he waves the sudar. And the guy on the horse, he runs to the Beis Haskilo to stop them before they kill him. Even if the person himself that's about to be stoned, he says, I have a reason to make myself innocent. They return him even 4 or 5 times. 4 or 5 is lav dafka, like the Mefarshim point out. It just means a lot of times. As long as there's substance to what he's saying. He can't just keep making himself go back. Now the first 2 times the Rav says, that no matter what, even if he doesn't have any substance to what he's saying, they take him back to Beis Din. Because usually in the beginning, he's in such disarray and fear that he may not have any reason while he's telling you to go back. But once he gets to Beis Din, he'll have a little bit more Yishev Hadas and he'll be able to give a logical reason. But that's only the first 2 times. If they see after this whole thing where he keeps saying, oh, I got another reason, they bring him back to Beis Din, he still has no reason whatsoever. And then this happens like 2 times. Then when he says it again, the only time you would return it is if he actually has a valid reason that he's giving you while he's out there. And they would have Talmid Chum, like the Rav points out, to see and discern if what he's saying has some validity to it. Matzulos chus pitaru. If they do find him innocent, they pater him. Vimlav, and if not, yotzi lisakel, it goes out to be stoned. Vicharos yotzi lefanov, an announcement goes out in front of him. Ish ploni ben ploni yotzi lisakel, al sha'avar avera plonis. So-and-so, the son of so-and-so, is going out to be stoned because he did so-and-so avera. Uploni edav. And Ploni are his Edim. Komishi Adelos Chus Yova Vilamidalov. Whoever knows a reason to exonerate him and make him innocent should come and teach it.